FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's December 20th, 2016. Just 11 more days left to this year. And, well, what's coming next? That's the question. New administration in D.C. Will that have an effect on you and I? I'm sure it will. Well, Brad Williams Financial Services is with us now. Brad, you have over 25 years addressing the financial concerns of retirees and business owners, someone near and dear to myself as I've been a business owner my entire life. And one topic you've been addressing that I think is really important is, hey, there's a safety net for the lower rungs of society. The upper rungs, they don't need one. Where's our safety net? So on that note, Brad, where's our safety net?
Well, you know, it largely doesn't exist because a recent study shows that if a lot of families needed to come up with $400 out of the budget, they couldn't. And so we have to address that, I guess, as a society. I'm not necessarily one much for the government coming in and telling us we have to do something, but maybe making it giving incentives or making it easier to create those safety nets to help the, you know, the working man and the working woman provide for those situations that they're not planning for.
Well, certainly, if we learned anything from this election, it's that a large segment of the population, the forgotten man, the working man, whatever you want to call he or she, they're not happy. And they're pretty much...
You're right.
And they sent a message to Washington, to the whole country, that they want something done. They want a change, if you will. And I don't think they know quite exactly what kind of change you want here, what they want, but they want change. So what are some things that you think can be done to help these people?
Well, and I think you hit it. They want change. They're not sure what it is. They just know the trend. The trend line's been going in the wrong direction. You know, we reach out and help all kinds of people from all over the world, and we leave such a large group in this country, you know, really forgotten, like you said. You know, I think when we look at health insurance, of course, with the Affordable Care Act, more companies are not providing it, so we got that gap there. You know, I've often thought that the tax code was a little unequal in that as a business owner myself, my health insurance costs are deductible as a business expense, whereas if I worked for, you know, a plumber or electrician as an employee, mine aren't. Right. And so, you know, we've got to incentivize people to take care of things themselves. You know, a lot of companies have 401ks, which are a great savings tool. It's a great, you know, systematic way for people to put money aside. But that's long term. We need a medium and a short term solution, you know, like some kind of savings accounts. You know, it seems like a lot of people find it easy to have it come right out of their check, but they find it very difficult to take it once it hits that checking account and do anything else but spend it. Maybe making some incentives for employers to provide those type of plans for their employees.
Hey, well, if we look at privatizing Social Security, because right now, my parents' generation, they got like a windfall on Social Security. Baby boomers pretty much getting screwed. And who knows how much longer it's going to be around after that. They're going to have to make drastic changes on this program. There's not even a question about it, Brad. So look at Chile, what they've done in the past 20 years with their privatized retirement program there. You can bitch about the stock market. It's got its ups, it's got its downs. Over time, though, it is the ideal hedge against inflation, and invariably it does go up, but it can have long-term down periods, no doubt. So right. Should Trump be looking at privatizing this over time? You can't just throw everybody's money into the stock market and hope for a good outcome, obviously.
Yes, and you know, things like annuities. The government's looking more favorably at annuities as part of retirement plan, where you can have some safer type returns with guaranteed income sources that aren't depending on a slush fund that keeps continually getting raided by the government once the money hits there. So I'm mm-hmm. with you there. When I look at my 24-year-old daughter who's just graduated from college and gotten married, and to talk to her about planning for Social Security is laughable, because it's probably going to be there in one way or another, but they'll probably set it up in brackets. They're going to figure out ways, just like they do with when you make too much money in a given year, why you pay more for your Medicare insurance. So mm-hmm. We need to set that up for ourselves, and we need to be teaching our children and grandchildren to depend on themselves and to put money away and become savers. You know, that's one of the problems we have with the low interest rate environment, is that if you're not a speculator, you're heavily penalized. Yes. You know, I can remember one long ago, you could get a 4%, 5%, 6% CD for 5 years. Well, they don't exist anymore.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. And yeah, so obviously a lot of these things are going to have to change. We've been like locked in to all of these New Deal programs, Brad. You know, your parents, my parents, I presume were probably fairly close in age, same generation, boomers. You know, FDR set all these programs up. Life expectancies were different. Socioeconomic situation in the country was different. You know, a third of the country when FDR put the, or 25% to a third of the country when these programs were implemented, lived on farms in rural areas. Now it's right. 85% of the country to 90% lives in urban areas and suburban areas. A very small portion of the country now lives in rural areas. So these programs are totally outdated. And the concept of owning your own home was rather unique back in the time of FDR. The houses were so cheap, everybody bought for cash. The idea of meddling in the mortgage markets and all that wasn't that big a deal. Now these mortgages are, these markets are so huge. Maybe it's time for the government really to beat a hasty retreat from these markets, let them privatize on their own.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I mean, you could get a mortgage back in FDR's time, but they were very short term. You know, they were about five years, but they didn't finance your whole house either. And there wasn't, they didn't incentivize you to turn your ATM or your home equity into an ATM. And so, with the government, trying to have everybody own a home, we saw what happened in 2008 when all that push was done. You know, it collapsed. And incentivizing, teaching our kids to save money is going to be the number one step, and having them plan for their own emergencies, their own retirement, not counting on Social Security. Yes. That's the attitude change. We're going to go back to where we were, say, in the 20s, where when mm-hmm. you retired, you were on your own. Pensions got to be unmanageable, so very few companies even provide them anymore, and those that do have usually cut them off at a certain point where they're not funding them any additional funds.
Yep. It really is. And hey, we haven't even touched upon student loans, which basically is like mortgage on your soul. Right. It's a mortgage on your soul when you get down to it. You're borrowing almost as much to finance your student education, your college education, as you would to buy a house.
That's correct. And in many cases, it's not even worth, when you're talking about a safety net for the working class, part of that is looking realistically at college education. You know, it used to be when you went to college to get learning, to get skills, engineering or, hard science or something like that, or accounting. And you went there because you needed it, to be able to perform the functions of your employment. Now it's just getting a certificate so that you can get an interview. And there's so many people that are vastly, grossly underemployed for the degrees they have. And a lot of the degrees are virtually worthless. When you sit down with your child or your grandchild, you need to be measuring out, okay, what is the cost of this 4-year degree? And what is the salary I hope to gain from this? And, if you can't pay that back in, say, 10 years at a reasonable amount, then maybe you need to be looking at something else.
Hey,
you mentioned the government mortgage market. The government, the tuition keeps going up because the government keeps financing it, and the colleges keep raising their premiums because they know next year they're going to have more available for the students to borrow.
Yep. Yeah, well, that's exactly right. All it does when they increase the amount you can borrow is the colleges just increase tuition. It goes to administrators, building fancy buildings, building huge stadiums. How does that help the student get through life better? How does it help your kids get a better education and build a better life for themselves and their eventual families? I mean, there's no regard to the end consumer here, who is the student. The student just becomes a target with a dollar sign on their back.
You're exactly right. And that's the truth the way it is now.
Yeah, totally. Well, Brad, it's been great talking with you. Tell us, how do we find you on the internet? How do people connect with you, read your work, and get better acquainted with you?
Well, my website is askbradwilliams.com. You know, if you got a financial question, just ask Brad Williams. And I'm in Huntsville, Alabama. And my phone number, 256-536-3075.
Excellent. And we will have a link to your site, Brad, on our site, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Just have to click it. You'll get right to Brad's site. If you have any questions for Brad or anybody else that you've heard on the show at any time in the past, present, or you couldn't have heard them in the future yet because the future hasn't happened yet, just send me an email, kl@carrielutz.com. That's kl@carrielutz.com. All questions are answered promptly as we can. We wish everybody out there happy, healthy holidays. We actually say Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Festivus, whatever your holiday is. Wish you the best. Happy New Year. And we're going to have a light schedule the next week or so, but we'll still be posting shows up there. We'll be putting some best of shows that we thought really stood out. Brad, thanks so much for coming on. We wish you the best as well.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll talk to you again soon. Be well, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.